The Men in Black were back and people were paying attention this past weekend.
The guy you didn't let me kill today at Coney Island, he escapes from prison and jumps back in the past and unleashes a full-scale invasion of Earth. We had about 19 hours to catch him and kill him, so really, we need to go right now.
All right.
No more Avengers. MIB3 opened. Let's find out how much money it made and talk movies now with our man in Hollywood, Alan Silverman, with the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service. It's an impressive number, Alan, but maybe not as much as some behind this film had expected.
No, but Dimitri, it's like they flashed a great big neuralizer and got everyone in every theater to forget about seeing Men in Black 2 10 years ago. For the third time, it's a charm for MIB. They got back to the spirit of the original and scored a solid, if not record-breaking, first-place opening, $55 million for the Friday to Sunday weekend, $70 million if you include the Monday holiday. These are the studio estimates. Because of the holiday, we won't have the actual numbers until tomorrow. But add to that a really good $133 million from the day-and-date global opening in more than 100 territories. Key to making it all work was getting the whole gang back together again. Director Barry Sonnenfeld, Will Smith, as we just heard, as Jay, and, of course, talking Tommy Lee Jones into coming back as Kay.
I don't have to be talked into doing a sequel. I simply have to be convinced that it's worthwhile and that it pays very well.
But the best notices and probably the biggest paycheck should have gone to Josh Brolin as the 1969 version of Kay, which he researched by watching Jones in the first two.
The intention was within 10 minutes that you guys are watching the movie and you're not watching me to this caricature of Tommy, some kind of soapbox of Josh Brolin playing Tommy, you know what I mean?
As for the ever-talkative Mr. Jones, what did he think?
He seemed to have done a fine job.
That is a rave review from Tommy Lee Jones, and a fine enough job to help unseat the Avengers from its home in first place. The Marvel superhero mashup drops back to second, but so far it's grossed more than $1.3 billion worldwide, so no problems giving up on first place. The only other wide opener of the weekend was the found footage horror thriller The Chernobyl Diaries, which proved to be a dud, opening at number 5 with just $8 million for Friday to Sunday. And on the art house circuit, of note because it premiered at the Cannes Film Festival and then opened at only 4 theaters in the United States, Wes Anderson's latest quirky drama comedy about children from seriously dysfunctional families, which I think describes the plot of any Wes Anderson film, Moonrise Kingdom. It opened at only 4 theaters in New York and L.A., but it set a new record, $131,000 per theater average, which is better than any film has ever done. Also making a good showing at only 4 theaters, the French crowd pleaser The Intouchables with $26,000 per theater.
We have Snow White coming up again, but this is, should we say, more action-packed, less gentle?
Once upon a time, they took the fairy tale and they made it into a horror movie. It's the big opening of the weekend, Snow White and the Huntsman. Action-packed, it's a take on the Grimm Brothers story with Twilight's Kristen Stewart as the princess who becomes a warrior in this version. Chris Hemsworth, you know, Thor from the Avengers, he's the huntsman. And Charlize Theron as the very evil, evil queen.
Once you have that hair done and that makeup done and you put that costume on, it's impossible not to embody that character.
Speaking of bodies, also opening this weekend, but a much smaller release, Piranha 3DD. The title says it all. I mean, busty babes, ferocious fish, and David Hasselhoff. How can you resist?
He seems to attract that kind of element.
I think so, and especially where water is concerned. But also opening in a limited release, church groups will turn out by the busload, I think, for Greater Glory, a melodrama set in Mexico during the Cristeros uprising of the 1920s. It stars Andy Garcia as the retired general who turns the Catholic rabble into a fighting force that overturns the government's ban on their religion.
You don't have to be a man of faith, or a Catholic for that matter, to be in this movie, nor do you have to be one to go see the movie. It's a beautiful film, and it's a story that's an important story to tell, and that's why I did it.
And it's a story, it's a true story, that is really not well known, even in Mexico, For Greater Glory, the name of the movie. But I think the big one is going to be Snow White and the Huntsman. It's been marketed so heavily, and the prospect of seeing Charlize Theron as a very sneering, as she describes it, sort of a serial killer version of the Evil Queen, I think is going to draw in a lot of people.
Always appreciate hearing from you, Alan. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Dimitri.
That's Alan Silverman, WTOP's Man in L.A. of the Hollywood Bites Radio Entertainment News Service.